Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
What is going on, everybody? It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We've already had a really good show. You've already missed half.
Carl, are you saying the show is great?
You have
missed half a great show. Rack you.
It is opening night for Atlanta Hawks. Brian Oliver stopped by from FanDuel Sports Network and talked to us about the makeup of our team. Excited about the Hawks and all that could potentially happen there.
We'll replay that for you before the end of the show in case you're heading on down to State Farm.
We had Coach Ra on as well as we normally do when we're up here. And, look, I think for people who were saying, hey, why doesn't this team do more of this? I think he tried to explain that it is hard sometimes to get the balance that we want, no matter what we think as fans, and say, hey, it should be easy. Just hand the ball off. And he's telling you we're getting our butts kicked up front. I've got to find other ways to get my playmakers the ball. He said also, Mike, and just kind of recapping here before we talk some dogs, and we're going to get to talk to Wes as well, but he also said, you know, when you start wanting to get the ball to certain guys, in many cases, it is going to take touches away. When B is on,
right,
it does take touches away from other guys.
But what I'm saying is when they're run blitzing like that, the lanes all of a sudden, you know, his cutbacks and things, they're not there. So I was just saying, let's get some short yards. I mean, yeah, it's not going to be pretty. But that's what I'm saying. I think sometimes we're not the first team in the history of the NFL to have our plan stop cold.
No.
You got to go to a plan B. I would have liked to see them go to Tyler Algier more, and then Bijan, he's going to get his touches through the air. And that's how I would play, and I'd like to see more imagination with the playbook. Now, he's not going to throw his offensive coordinator under the bus. He's not going to throw Elijah Wilkinson under the bus. But there were elements that just weren't working. But again, I mean, unless you get a veteran quarterback, then you can, yes, you can lean into that quarterback. He'll have to be extra special when some of those things get taken away. Michael Penix Jr. is not ready to do that.
Yeah, well...
You could argue at least against man-to-man, yet.
I think, too, when he said we got to find a way to win ugly games, that's what he was discussing about the other things. It's a 13-10 game, guys. It's not like we were down 20
points. 5 minutes left in the third, it's 13-10, and we got the ball.
We got the ball. You got to find a way to win that game. And that's when he says we got to find a way to win ugly games, ugly game is relating to what you normally are able to do. We're not doing that today. So what else can you do, and what else can we make happen? 404-726-0929. We'll let you hear it as Rock came in and discuss Ray McLeod as well at the end of that. Michael Penix, the news from up here, is limited in practice today. They literally are getting on the field as we speak. And look, Dede, correct me if I'm wrong. What do they have this listed as? Is it a knee? Because Coach told us it was foot, ankle kind of
but
deal?
But he said it was a bone. Correct. He reached behind his leg, Dede. He sort of cut you off when he was talking about the nature of the injury because he said it's not foot. It's not ankle.
Well, some people are reporting knee.
Yeah, they have it listed as knee. So I don't know if maybe he was trying to touch behind. I was sitting over there, so I didn't really see. Maybe it's behind the knee, maybe?
Well, this is where, you know, again, immediately someone's going to jump to the conclusion. So I'll jump to it for you. A guy who had knee surgeries in college, people are going to start rolling their eyes, go, here we go. We're not down there. We're not there yet. Okay, this is just Wednesday. There'll be more chances to get treatment. But the one thing we do have that other teams don't have is a really, truly viable backup.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it would be the ultimate irony for many reasons if Kirk Cousins comes to the rescue. He can. Now, the question will be, how do the Falcons handle it moving forward once Mike is ready to go? If Mike does, in fact, miss, we don't even know yet. But already people are going bananas, Carl, playing out these hypothetical scenarios.
Well, Bryce Young didn't practice today, okay? He's got an ankle injury. They've already said he's going to be out. Our guy, and I only say that to say our guy is limited. What I'm telling you is they're going to see what he can and can't do. He's on the field. He's limited. But that doesn't mean he won't play. If we get to Friday, even Saturday afternoon, and we're starting to hear rumors about, hey, it's doubtful that Michael's going to go.
Or Kirk Cousins, if reporters get to see him get more reps first team.
But this decision's not going to be announced, Mike, until Sunday, is what I'm telling you. They're not going to tell anybody if Kirk Cousins is playing until game day. But the fact that he's limited and out there tells you that they're trying to see what he can and can't do.
Right. And this isn't like Aaron Glenn sandbagging, whether it's Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields.
No.
But, I mean, there's no reason to, you know, and again, it matters with the Jets. They're so awful right now. But, you know, I mean, this is something, though, because when we struggled and we lost a game like Carolina, the chirping starts from some folks, and then you lose like we did to San Fran. But, again, you know, there's some things beyond Michael Penix's control, some things Michael Penix has got to be better at. I mean, one of the things, and today was Ulbrich, not Zach Robinson today, but is how do you get him better when defenses are throwing that man-to-man look? Coach Ross said Tampa Bay did man-to-man looks. He was obviously able to execute it.
Yeah. No, and look.
That was at home.
Yeah, he was. But those are the things that we forget about game to game is how teams attempted to play us or what those teams' philosophies are and whether we had success against it or not. I do think Michael just statistically is not as good right now against man than he is at zone. The numbers have told us that. But it doesn't mean he can't make the throws because, to Coach's point, he has against teams that play majority of man. So, either way, man, all around, this thing offensively has got to get better. Just plain and simple.
Got to be consistent.
It's got to be consistent.
Bad football teams aren't consistent. Now, the good news is most Falcon fans, not everybody, but a lot of Falcon fans felt we'd beat 3-3 through six games. We just didn't know we were going to win and lose the games we wanted lost.
Well, you didn't have us beating – not you, but most people didn't have us beating Buffalo, right?
Right.
Most people didn't know Jaden Daniels would not play in the Commanders game. They didn't have us beating them because they were fresh on everybody's mind from last year.
The Minnesota game was maybe a toss-up because people didn't trust J.J. McCarthy. We whipped his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, we just
smoked
that.
I didn't trust him. One quarter football. I don't even know, Mike, if they trust him when he comes back. They keep putting it off and like, oh, well, you know, he's not ready yet. Okay, whatever. Meanwhile, here's the deal. Michael Penix limited in practice today, and they're calling it a knee. So that is where we're at. I just want to be clear on that because we thought yesterday we were talking foot and ankle and all this stuff.
I told you. I tweeted out. I spoke to a source called, we're calling him Deep Falcon, who said it was not foot or ankle.
All right. Well, there
now,
it is.
But Raheem, for what it's worth, guys, I saw him. He reached behind his leg.
Okay.
Not shin, not calf, but where the knee bone is.
All right. Well, there it is. And that's official from the team. So we got the injury update. All right. More on that to come, guys. Right now, though, we got to talk some dogs. The thing with the dogs is injury to Kobe Young. He's going to be sidelined indefinitely following a leg fracture suffered in Saturday's win against Ole Miss. We said that the wide receiver room at Georgia is deep. They've got a lot of options. And this, unfortunately, as bad as it is for Kobe, we wish him a quick recovery, should not mean the demise of this offense. Mike, when they talk about, you know, getting ready for Florida and what potentially Gunnar Stockton may or may not do or what he's going to have to do, this should not mean this offense slows down. And I think a lot of people thought, all right, Kobe Young's hurt, one of your playmakers that you were talking about before the beginning of the season. Now he's lost indefinitely. How do they operate offensively? I just feel like they don't do anything differently, and the next man up truly is going to be a guy that they rely on.
Well, we talked about Noah Thomas. Now, remember we had Connor Riley on earlier in the season. He felt that coaching staff felt that Dylan Bell and Kobe Young were better than Noah Thomas, despite Noah Thomas's height being a transfer and being the larger target than Zach Branch. Zach, a little more athletic and can do things all over the field. Well, now will be Noah Thomas' chance to perhaps, you know, do some of the things he was brought over here as a transfer to do. And one thing we brought up in the pre-show today, the tight ends emerge. You know, great to see Lucky, you know, and Delp getting involved. And, you know, Lawson Lucky's a tremendously athletic guy in his own right. No, he's not Brock Bowers, but he's a big target too. And so that's something we had not seen earlier in the year. And also the fact that he looks great. You talked about it on Monday. Gunnar Stockton making all the clutch throws, doing everything that you wanted to see. And if you want to invoke Stetson Bennett, he's making Stetson Bennett-type plays. And he's making the reads. We talked about guys being schemed open and him not seeing it. He's seeing everything now.
Yeah, I feel like this offense may have hit its stride last week. Now, can they maintain it? We're going to find out. But whatever trust or lack thereof you had in your quarterback has got to be gone. And if these guys are getting open, you got a sense that Stockton is going to hit them.
Right.
And that the run game is going to continue to open up. It is a bye week for the Dogs as they prepare for Florida. Kirby, by the way, believes the defensive issues aren't just with the secondary. We know this because they still don't get enough pressure. It may be the demise, Mike, of the reason why they may not win a national championship. It may not come down to scoring. It may come down to the fact this defensive front cannot get the pressure they need. It may not come back to bite you now, guys, but if you happen to see Alabama in the SEC championship game, or you get into that first or second round of the playoffs, these teams are way too good for you to get, you know, pressures and no sacks. This continues to be one of the things Georgia's got to kind of resolve.
Billy Gonzalez, the interim coach for the Gators, so he'll try to get him ready. And Kirby today, talking to the media earlier in the week, expressing his appreciation of the job that Billy Napier did down in Florida. And, look, he knows him from his time on the staff at Alabama back in the day. So, certainly, I mean, you know, he's got some good things to say about it. Wasn't just standard boilerplate. He kind of talked for a minute or so about Billy Napier.
Yeah, look, Napier lands on his feet. He'll be fine. I think somebody will give him another chance. Sometimes, Mike, and you wonder, we always say this, when you come from a smaller school, and it used to be the thing to do, right? You go went and hire the hot guy from a place where maybe they didn't have the resources or he had a lot of success at a lower level, and then that guy, Urban Meyer's the prime example, right? Bowling Green, all these different places. Then he gets to Florida, wins, goes to Ohio State. It doesn't always play out that way, but it doesn't mean that Billy Napier is not going to get another shot or that he's not a really good coach. I just think he had a lot of stuff working against him once the season started, even going back to last year, because he saved his job. And then you lose the way they lost to start this. That loss to South Florida, that's the one where you just kind of scratch your head and you're like, either way, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Florida looks like.
The thing is, you know, that's everybody. It was funny, we were talking about yesterday, the article from Saturday Down South. Everybody's got, you know, this fixation on Lane Kiffin or Eli Drinkwitz or whoever you guys. None of these guys have great records against elite competition. None of these guys have wins against the top tens. You know, they are good recruiters, and Lane has kind of been a master of the portal the last couple of years. But one thing for certain, I mean, whoever they hire, not everyone's going to be satisfied, because if you take it back to Billy Napier, there were a lot of Gator fans that didn't like to hire in the first place.
That's true.
And that's why he was always kind of always looking over his shoulder.
Yeah. We know you can win in Florida. You can win big. So it's not like it's a bad job. We know that. It's a really good job. We'll see where they go. Meanwhile, we're going to talk more as the week goes on. Georgia's not playing, but Georgia Tech is. At home, Syracuse, noon game, Saturday. Syracuse comes in here and people are laughing because they're 3-4, 1-3 in the ACC. Do not get fooled. Fran Brown will have his team ready to play, and I think this is going to be a challenge for Georgia Tech. I do like Tech, but, Mike, the number is 17.5 right now.
Yeah, because that's what Vegas – still not familiar with, you know, exactly what Georgia Tech is, and still confused by what Syracuse is. Remember losing to Tennessee in the kickoff classic, losing badly to Duke, 38-3. Just lost to a Pitt team, which now is starting to flex its muscle a little bit. So they've had three losses in a row. All three teams have given up more than they've given up more than 30 points to each.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Last year, coming off the wins, the physical wins, it wasn't, I swear, we joked around with Brent about this. It was like Brent goes, we're more physical than Syracuse. Brent says, we lean into our physicality. Fran Brown turned right around and told his old players, they think they're more physical than us, and that was the selling point. Strange place to play at the Carrier Dome. This one, of course, at Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd.
No doubt. All right, coming up, Wes Durham joins us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We'll see what he's talking about with this team and how concerned is he with the injury to Michael Penix, who, again, is limited today here at Flowery Branch.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G,
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.